What do you see? And dance. Dance to the music. While the government still allows you to. Hey, are you dancing out there on the mothership? Are you listening to me from the mothership? I constantly ask these our galactic brothers and sisters to call into this radio show. Hey, this is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is BBS Radio. This is the future coming at you over the airwaves. That's right. Hey, you know, the most important thing happening right now is the December 21st, winter solstice, because there's a global meditation happening at different times in different time zones. Like, I'm doing this show from New York City. New York City time on December 21st will be 1:22 p.m. You can compute from that. Or you can go searching on the internet and you'll find all the advertisements about it now. I would tell people, listen, go to at Cobra Info 1, the number 1. Cobra Info 1, numeral 1. At Cobra Info 1, that's it. They have all the details there about this, but let me tell you, you don't have to put on a white robe or sit in the lotus position or anything odd like that. This global meditation involves you concentrating with your mind, but we all need to do it at the same time. That's why you have to check your time zone. You know, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States, New York City time. It's 1:22 p.m. on December 21st. I'll be participating, and hope everybody listening to me finds out what their time is in their time zone to be doing this. You know, like while I'm doing participating in this meditation at 1:22 p.m. New York, the time for you to do it if you're on the Pacific Ocean side of America. Pacific Coast time, whatever they call it out there, Pacific time, you'll be doing it 3 hours earlier than me, which would be, I guess, at 10:22 a.m. But you can figure that out. Anyhow, I think if you're over in England, it'll be 6:22 p.m. if you're in London, something like that. But it's listed out there. Or just go to, you know, follow me on Twitter at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's who I am, you know. Just for the record, you know, it was on, this isn't an ego trip. This is what I call ingenuity. On December, just for the record, to remind people that not many, many people know. It was on December 27, 2017, I, Tom Edison, declared to be El Presidente of the world. That's right. I created this new position. I didn't need to get elected. I just created the position and assigned myself that authority. Like I said, it's not an ego trip. It's a lesson in using imagination and in creating reality. That's right. I created that title, El Presidente of the World. And I hold that title. And it's a title I gave to myself, you know, using creativity, the right to create something out of nothing. I did that. And I am El Presidente of the World. And I say my authority is higher than any human authority on this planet right now. I didn't get elected president of the United States, even though I was running, okay? But it doesn't matter, you know? I've got my own authority, self-created, and it's a lesson to teach everybody that you can do things like this, too, in the world. What do I do with my authority? I have this radio show, and I try to educate people. This is an educational show, by the way. But you're being educated already. You're being told the future. What's the most important day coming up? It might be the end of, it might turn out to be the most important date in the history of the human race. But we have to do our part. You know, a global meditation is more effective when we have more people participating. You know, the people that are sponsoring this event, we're trying to organize it together, our galactic brothers and sisters and their representatives here on planet Earth. That's right, the ETs do exist, and there's good ones out there, and they're helping us right now. And we don't need mainstream media to stamp their approval on this. Of course, they'll never talk about that because they are all ruled by the dark side. And they're all on the bandwagon of trying to trick you into killing yourself. That's what this whole scam with the vaccine is. They want to trick you into wanting to allow to allow some stranger to inject poisons and things even worse than poison into your body. You know, DNA alterations. Why would you want your DNA changed, huh? Especially, why would you trust government to alter your DNA? Is certainly not going to be in for anything good. Government is evil, basically. You know, there's been times, you know, moments, short moments in time where governments have actually done good things for people, but those are far and few between. And all governments in this day, including the United States, is controlled by the New World Order. That's right. They've infiltrated all governments. They have their mind control techniques. They bribe. Bribery is the best one. Then there's blackmail is another good one. That's why they get all these people involved in bad things like pedophile behavior and abduction of children and stuff like that. Because then they have something to blackmail these people in government who are, they'll force them to do things that are to them. Just like they're forcing mainstream media, of course they own all the mainstream media. The dark side owns all mainstream media. And they're using that to mislead everyone on the face of the planet. Of course, this pandemic scam, you know, we went along with it in the beginning, but we've all figured it out now. It's nothing but a scam and a lie. I mean, it's already, you know, we found out that 99.9% of the people who catch this cold-like virus recover without doing anything, right? So it's really no worse than a cold. And it's amazing. Mainstream media, every news channel out there on, that's all they talk about, the news. How many more people have died because of COVID, which is a lie. You know, they're altering statistics to make this fake claim. And they're still trying to present it as a pandemic. Anything that 99.9% of the people recover from, you can't call a pandemic. You can't call it anything but a cold, you know? And basically, it's no worse than that. And here's another true story related to that. I'm a pretty observant person. Well, anyhow, you know, we started to hear about cases of COVID here in the U.S. in March. All of a sudden, the governments were getting worried, and they started with their first wrongful lockdowns and all this other kind of crap. And giving us bad advice through mainstream media, putting on masks, that exasperates any problems, putting on a mask. And they're still promoting it. Unbelievable. It's been proven that it's harmful to you, and they are still promoting it. It's also, they are still promoting to try to trick you to take this vaccine coming down the pike, you know? And every news station is on, they're like reading off the same teleprompter, you know? We're racing to get the vaccine done. Well, What's the point of racing to get a vaccine that nobody's going to really want, that still knows how to think? Of course, that's what mainstream media is all about, taking away your ability to think and thinking for you. And they're telling you, here, take this poison. And people are, too many people have been brainwashed believing the government is doing what's best for them. They're not. Government is your enemy, basically. We don't want it to be like that, but that's the way it's gotten, and they're really our enemies now, because they've all joined the bandwagon with the COVID nonsense and the restrictions. They're destroying the world economy. They're destroying the social culture of all nations. They're destroying the happiness of all people. And that's, you know, that's part of their agenda, because it helps them control us. And that's what they want. They want to control every thought in your mind. They want to control you. Anybody who hasn't seen the movie needs to go out and see the movie called They Live. You know, T-H-E-Y-L-I-V-E. 1988 movie. I think it was by John Carpenter. Legendary wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper stars in it, and you got to see this movie if you haven't seen it already, and it's even worth seeing again if you've seen it, because it really basically spells out the sham that's going on, that we need a pair of dark sunglasses to put on to see, but it won't be hard to believe. Considering what's going on nowadays, you know, it might have seemed like science fiction back in 1988, because we were still so unaware of how bad things are. But now all the doors have opened up, and we see how ugly our government can be, every government in the world. Some are worse than others. I think the British government is like getting to be the worst. Of course, New Zealand is the worst. They've already made laws there. Well, they're going to throw you in the concentration camp if you refuse to even get tested. And the tests are worthless, you know. And they can fake all the tests to make them look positive. They can do that. They can alter them. That's why the PCR test is worthless. Don't get tested, because they're just looking for trouble. Because there's a 50-50 chance that you're going to come up positive with their stupid test, which doesn't prove anything, really. Then you're going to be, your government's going to force you to be isolated. Anyhow, in New Zealand, oh my God, the devil rules in New Zealand. It's a devil woman in charge of that country. And man, she has laid down the evil law as if it never could have been. The devil himself couldn't have made it any worse. And that's what they're doing. That's going to be the number one New World Order controlled country, unless they get rid of that woman in charge, because she has sold her whole population out. That's right. You know, you just refuse to take the test. They throw you in a concentration camp there. Plus, they have the right in New Zealand now. It's hard to believe. New Zealand used to be considered a normal democratic-type nation. Well, that's all out the window now. This witchy woman who runs New Zealand, I have to talk about her in an unpleasant way, because she is stifling humanity in her section of the world there. She's given the military, the authority to knock down anybody's door, enter anybody's house at will, and then they can make determines who are they going to drag out and throw in the concentration camps. This is where it's at. It's worse than Nazi Germany, even, except they're not going to go out and shoot you, but they'll probably force you to take the vaccine, which will probably kill you. But that's where we're at right now. You know, if you follow me on Twitter, hey, I make the statement all the time, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And we can look at the timekeeper, you know, kind of like a train attendant at the local station, where he keeps track of the times, you know, at the main train terminal. Keeping track, is the train on time or not? Well, if there's a train out there called the People's Revolution, it's not on time. It's long overdue. So anyhow, that's it. The People's Revolution is long overdue. But regardless of that, we have to concentrate on the positive, and the positive is coming up on December 21st. You know, I'll talk about it a little more this tonight, but I'm going to be talking about it next week a little too, because we want to get as many people into this as possible. As I was saying just a minute or two ago, the people who are telling us about how many people are needed for this meditation to be successful, global meditation about bringing more light into our planet, because the higher evolved beings know that if we can willfully, with our minds, bring more light from the center of the universe into our planet Earth here, our Mother Earth, mentally, will it to come here, which we can do. All we need is 144,000 people. That's why that one of the reasons of that magic number there, you know. 12 times 12 times 1,000, 144,000 key numbers there. The joke is 144, how gross. Well, you have to understand that 144 is gross. But anyhow, that's all we have to get. The last global meditation, we reached that limit. But I'm an optimistic person. I'd like you to see to get 144 million people, and then we can end this COVID nonsense. Because when we get enough light connected from the center of the universe, the galactic, the universe's, the center sun, which has the consciousness, which is sending light out through all the galaxies and into our solar system. And on December 21st, we who participate will be conduits for that light to enter into our body at the top of our heads and come out the root chakra into the center of Mother Earth, where she will absorb it in and begin to radiate faster. And we get to a certain amount of frequency, it'll be the moment in time for the event. You know, when we, it's the tipping point where the light will dissipate the darkness. And once the darkness, the light is shined on all the darkness, that will be the end of their battle. And then our brothers and sisters, our galactic brothers and sisters, will know it's time for them to land on our world. Of course, they will announce themselves. They've been talking about this for several years now. They will. They have the ability to do these things. Take over all communications. Take over all the mainstream media networks. And broadcast their announcement that they will, I guess, be arriving tomorrow, the next day, or something like that. And then they will land with all their spacecraft and motherships, and we will finally get to see what they look like and have a variety of different human forms. There are actually out there, pictures of them that are out there, not the actual pictures, but drawings of what they look like are out there on the internet already. If you can trace back enough number of days on my tweets, when the pictures were being put out there, I tweeted them, retweeted them, so I have a copy of that on my tweet line of what these beings look like. And most of them are very similar to us, but then there's others that look a little different. And but they're basically humanoid type creatures. You know, two arms, two legs, a head. But they will be landing here and personally interacting with us at the event or shortly after the event. Of course, like I said, they're going to make their announcement over all the airwaves before they land. And I think most of us are ready for this. Most of us want to see this happen. There'll be a few numbskulls out there that'll be disturbed by it or won't understand what the hell's going on or want to deny it or something like that. But it's going to happen, and the sooner it happens, the better. You know, if you know what I mean. I don't know. I just thought I heard a voice. Sometimes that's it. A voice breaks into my communications. I don't know what's going on. It's a weird, weird world. But I came across something on the internet today. Hey, I can change topics on as the saying goes, stop on a dime. And then just change topics. I came across something very interesting in the videos. There's these, I can't think of the woman's name. I just started following her. She's got some, she just posted up about 15 videos in one clip, which is pretty impressive. You know, I've got 21 up there or 22 up there. It's going to be 23 up there another day. I've got videos up there, but she's got these educational videos. They're not song music videos like mine are. The that particularly talked about some interesting. She's revealing a lot of interesting facts. They're all short videos, so they're easy to watch. Maybe next week I'll have the name on the tip of my tongue. Because they're worth watching, especially for those of you that are not aware about everything that's going on or all the scams that have happened in the past and the rewriting of history and all stuff like that. So she had this little bit about Rife, the Rife microscope, and the man who invented the Rife microscope, and how he used light to determine what an illness was, and by different shades of light, shining different shades of light on viruses and stuff like that, the color that would make them glow would be the color of the virus. And then all you would need to do is find out the frequency and broadcast that frequency, and would shatter the virus or the germs or whatever you want to call them, just like an opera singer shatters a glass when they hit high C. And we've all seen that demonstration, the opera singer singing a high C note and the glass shatters. Well, everything has its own frequency, and this COVID thing that they're claiming is such a bad thing has frequency too. So what was very interesting about this is that this video brought to mention that the guy who invented the Rife microscope had figured this out already, that this is the way to get rid of viruses that you don't want. And what I was pleased to find out, it supported what I had deduced myself without hearing it from her video, that to find the frequency, I knew the concept of shattering the glass with the same frequency. To simply find out the frequency of the COVID-19 and then broadcast that frequency and shatter it. And I've had that on my presidential website for 4 months. I guess nobody was looking at my presidential website. Well, that's what I am, a write-in candidate, you know, without any help from mainstream media. They don't help people like me. and not having the money to go out there and make myself worldly known by buying airtime on their crappy stations. It went unnoticed. But if you're listening to me, I can't give you the listing for that video. Next week I'll try to have it with me, but you don't have to. The basic concept of what we're talking about here is on my presidential website. It's still up, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Just go to the home, go there, and the first thing you'll see is my update about the corona COVID-19 virus, and the way to kill it is sound waves. That's right, broadcasting the frequency of the virus once the frequency is determined. And now putting two together, the other key element is use a Rife microscope, and then you'll find out the frequency. I don't have those particular a particular instrument to do it myself, but if there's someone out there listening, or you know somebody who has the scientific equipment to do this, they ought to do it now and end this COVID sham before mainstream media tricks more sheeple people into signing up and allowing, taking this vaccine that all of us that know how to think, we know this vaccine is going to be to kill you or sterilize you. Yeah, that's one of the other bad factors that has been leaked out. It's going to have ingredients in it to sterilize people. Again, it's a depopulation vaccine. Others will make direly sick, and they will probably die very shortly. And it will create all kinds of genetic problems in the future. Plus, it'll have a tracking chip in it. Yeah, they can make tracking chips in nanobot size now. So they have, and they've self-replicating nanobots they've invented. And that'll be in the vaccine, too. They'll get inside your body and they'll self-replicate. This isn't science fiction. This is true science of today, and this is evil science being worked against the human race. And so basically, you got to be out of your friggin' mind to take this vaccine when it comes out. And as I've said many times on Twitter, and I say on the show too, there is no logic to vaccines if you understand how a human body maintains its healthfulness. Vaccines are illogical for many, many reasons. I don't have time to go into it, but I am a knowledgeable person about true health care and what a human body is really made of. And there isn't one person on this planet or anywhere else in the universe that can prove to me that vaccines are not illogical. If you have a real understanding, not a fake degree from a university that says you're a doctor degree, a real understanding of how a human health works. It's not just the physical evaluation of the human. It's also the other four bodies of what could we say? Non-physical overlays on the human that makes up the whole human. And you have to consider the energies, the vibrations, the mental attitude, all kinds of other things need to be considered when we're talking about the health of a human being. And that's it. And that's part of the reason why vaccines are logical. I mean, first of all, the idea of injecting poisons into your system is just insane, you know? As I said, the whole premise from vaccines, from the beginning was ignorant doctors making conclusions on the little that they did know and trying to pat themselves on the back by saying, look, we injected with people that with vaccines and we got results. Well, that's because they are so stupid, they don't realize that it's the placebo effect. Any positive results from vaccine is the placebo effect, simply because you con people into believing that this vaccine would help. The fact that they believed it would help made it help them. And you took that placebo effect and tried to tie it in with the poisons you put in the vaccines. Unbelievable how stupid the doctors of the past are. I have to say that. And you can't prove to me it's not the placebo effect either. So I just want to put that down on the record there, you know? I mean, really? Real healthcare has nothing to do with injecting poisons into your body. Yeah, and we have thousands and thousands, it might be millions of cases of people that have been harmed with vaccines. Why would you want to take that chance, you know? It's probably we don't know if it's a 1 in 5 chance or a 1 in 10 chance that you're going to get harmed by that vaccine, with the one coming up, the new vaccine. It'll probably be a 1 in 2 chance, you know? Maybe less than that. It may be 4 in 5 chance that you're going to get harmed by the new vaccine, because that is how toxic it is going to be. And you can't believe anything these lying and mainstream media teleprompter readers say. You just can't believe them. Because they're just going to lie to you, because that's all they do, these news broadcast people. They read off the teleprompter. The teleprompter says it's good to eat shit. They'll read it right off the teleprompter because that's what they're paid for, and they don't want to lose their job. And that's, you know, that's where it's at, unfortunately. You're only going to get truth on shows like this. And this is BBS Radio. Hey, this name of the show here is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And I'm telling you the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Mother Earth is alive. That's right. Hey, if you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I recommend it, I didn't write the book to get rich, and I'm not getting rich because not that many people have read it, you know? Unfortunately, I signed up, I had to self-publish, I signed up with a fly-by-night company, it's called, I'll even give them a promo here, Fulton Books out of Pennsylvania. I signed up with them, and they didn't do too much promo for me, and they've basically, they got to, I had to pay them to get the book published. And they, the promo, you know, the advertising they've done for me is like close to nothing, pretty much. So that's why I guess a lot of people haven't heard about it. I mention it every week, at least, here. Everybody listening to me should have gone and get themselves a copy. We're talking about, you know, $5 and change to download it. I mean, really? It's that low as a price. I tell everybody, go pay the $22 for the real book. It's 8.5 by 11, because you can study the full-size pictures better and flip back and forth quicker with the book in your hand. That's right, quicker than a keyboard. You know, there's some advantages to using a digital copy. But, you know, so for $5 and change, you'll get yourself a book that explains many of the mysteries of life in common sense language. I try to avoid fancy words, but I do have we could call it a glossary of definitions in the beginning to get you acquainted with words like multidimensional, new definitions for the word coincidence, and things like that. Hey, you can even read the first 40 pages free. Just Google it. Connect the dots theory. Google, you know, has taken upon them to give you 40 pages of the first 40 pages of the book free, you know, so you can get a taste of where the book is going. Plus, you'll see the table of contents and all the other interesting things in it. The book is only of around 100 pages of text. The rest is pictures. That's right. And the pictures show things that nobody else has ever shown in any book, anywhere, any place, any time here on this planet. So you ought to be interested in seeing that if you're a truth seeker. And what more can I say? You know, for $5 and change, or $7 and change if you want it in, you know, a notebook or something like that. So between $5 and $7, you can get a lifetime's worth of knowledge. Most of the information in the book is my firsthand experiences. All the photography is my photography. And all the drawings are my drawings, and all the conclusions are my conclusions. And it pretty well explains, you know, what the situation is on Earth here, how it will continue to play itself out, and why things are the way they are, you know. And I've explained it pretty well in this book. And basically, you know, you couldn't get that much information anywhere without a set of encyclopedias. And I'm selling it all in one little thing that you could read in less than 2 hours in one night. Studying the pictures, you'll want to go back and look at them more. And because I've got, like I said, I've got pictures of spacecraft hovering right above where I enlarged 35 millimeter photos to show you the most unusual spacecraft you have ever seen. Again, pictures of spacecraft that nobody has ever put out anywhere, any place, any time, in any video. And I've got them in this book. Not your typical flying saucer, believe me. Not your typical cigar. Not your typical triangle. Unusual. Beyond explanation. You got to see the pictures yourself to understand it. And I've got pictures of all the things that the camera picks up that fly around at night that leave light trails. I'm not talking about taillights of cars. I'm talking about living creatures on our world that nobody ever talks about and nobody has ever shown pictures of except me. And it's all in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you're a truth seeker, you need to get this. What's $5? What's $7 for an education that would take you a decade of information searching to put together yourself? Plus, you won't have the personal experiences I did. You know, that's how it is in life, you know? You go out there searching for the truth. Well, the universe becomes aware you're searching for the truth, and they create events for you to witness. How many of you seen the flying crescent? You don't even know what I'm talking about, and you won't unless you read my book. But it's out there. It's real, you know. And I get a lot of interactions from the universe because they know I'm a truth seeker, and they know I interact, you know. I have had, you know, I talk about my experiences in the book, you know, about how I felt the vibrations from Mother Earth by putting my hands on the ground. And it was very live and real. You know, in fact, you can read about that experience in the first 40 pages. And you'll learn about spruce trees It's a good place to find some of these things that fly around at night. Why? I don't know. But I know that's a good place to find them. What can I tell you? Get the book. There's no more compacted knowledge in any book than in this book. For a short book with only 100 pages of text, there is no filler. Every statement is a gem of wisdom and logic and conclusion. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. It's not really a theory. It's a encyclopedia of a condensed encyclopedia of educational information about truth. It's not a theory. And stupid Google insists upon listing it as fiction. You know, I've tried with the book company to get that changed, and they have no success. Well, how are you going to tell Google what to do? They want to mislabel your book. Well, Google's part of the New World Order. Come on. You know, they're in with the dark side, whether they know it or not. So they're not going to help me out. They would like to discourage people, you know. Even though my book's all about truth and have the pictures to back it up, they would want to call it fiction. They have their nerve, you know. But what can I do about that, you know? Except tell you about it. Oh, my Lord. You know, this is a call-in radio show. Hey, 888-627-6008. Well, you don't have that much time left to call in, but I just thought I'd put the number out there. You know, anyone is welcome to call in if you've got something interesting to say. You know, and everybody does have something interesting to say. Usually people are just shy to talk about things live, or they're too lazy to pick up that phone, or they think they won't get through, you know. What can I say? Do what you got to do. Hey, that's right. If you have a phone, you can participate in this show. All you have to do is dial in. If you're calling from landline, of course, you got to dial the one first. It would be 1-888-627-6008. Well, so much for that. All I got to say is, you know, I've got 22 videos out there on YouTube. And Subway Fantasy 2 is out there now, in fact, you know. And it's a music video, a rock and roll documentary, you know, documentary, different styles of music. And Subway Fantasy 1 is also a musical documentary. Both of them will give you a taste of what life used to be like. Seriously. I mean, if you were just born yesterday, you have no idea what life used to be like. Or if you're just a teenager now, you really don't know what you missed out on. Because some of these things shown in the video, you'll probably never get to experience again. Because this world is it's changing fast, and we're under attack from the dark side right now. But check it out. You can probably just Google that right now because it's new, Subway Fantasy 2. But you got to spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And, of course, the easiest way to get view all my videos, again, this is another one of my videos, Are You the Party in Kind? Just Google that in, and it'll take you right to my video. And then you can just hit the button and start playing. And that's a good video to show you about having fun in life. And then you can judge for yourself. Are you the partying kind? And you got to spell the word party in. P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Are you the partying kind? It's a video worth watching because when I close the show, the guitar solo that starts the end of my show is taken out of that song. That's it. So, and wouldn't you like to see the visual that's connected to that tasteful music? Again, Google it. Are you the partying kind? And so I've got party songs out there on the YouTubes, and I've got philosophical songs like The Earth, She Loves You, talking about the earth as a presence, because the earth is alive and she is a feminine presence. So that's another one, The Earth, She Loves You. That's it. And I've got other philosophical songs out there. This Is Your Sunny Day. You know, and then I've got the one, Now Is the Time, where I'm, you know, it's mostly instrumental, but the last 30 seconds of it, so to speak, I have a verse or two, and I talk about, you know, this, now is the time. You know, we're walking into the future with a smiling face. Come on, everybody, take your place, because it's happening very soon. Hey, December 21st is coming around. This could be the beginning of the new reality, as what some people refer to as the fifth dimension, the 5D Earth, the age of Aquarius. You know, that's what part of this global meditation is. We, the people here on the earth that participate in this, we're going to be bringing in the age of Aquarius. So why don't you think about participating? And you'll hear more about it next week from me. But, hey, follow me on Twitter. I'll be tweeting a lot about this in the next couple of weeks because, like I said, I'm an optimistic person. I'd like to see 144 million people participating in this so we can just end this COVID nonsense before they hassle us more with lockdowns and trying to force people to take vaccines and violating people's rights, because that's what they got planned for us. You know, and they're bombarding us with the 5G still, and they're going to put more satellites up to saturate us with more 5G, because that destroys your health. And just like putting on a mask destroys your health. And it's almost a sick joke. You know, they're using mainstream media to tell you things to make yourself sick. And you're falling for it, you know? Isolating people in hospitals, not allowing the loved ones to see them, that's causing anguish and suffering, you know? They want to see you suffer, the dark side does. That's right. They want to make you sick, and they want to kill you. That's right. We are at war with the cabal, the dark side, the Illuminati, and all the other puppet organizations that are part of it. And, of course, the real people in charge of the New World Order. It's not the Rockefellers. It's not the Bilderbergs. It's not the Rothschilds. These are the human puppets that think they're running the world. But they are subservient to the evil galactic ETs. That's right. Evil ETs are the ones who really pull the strings on the New World Order, and they pull the strings on the key people who have authority in our world. And that's how it works. So if you're a New World Order, one of those wealthy families there, you think you're running the world, well, it's time you wake up and realize that you're just a puppet, like you make other puppets. They've made a puppet out of you. And what can I say? Hey, that's something you'll have to swallow if you're a ruling family on planet Earth, because the new reality is taking over. It's called Victory of the Light. You've lost the battle already. Why don't you just give up now and get in with the good plan, where we all have plenty of everything, we're all happy, we're all loving, because that's what the future holds. You can't stop it. So why don't you just give up now and stop creating all these problems here on Earth? You know? I mean, really? And all you government people, Can't you see how you're destroying society? Don't you realize that you've been turned into a puppet, and you're being manipulated by bad science, liars, big pharmaceutical company bullies, and you're being manipulated to make all the wrong laws and make the people suffer. Don't you feel ashamed of yourself? There's no need for lockdowns. There's no need for a vaccine. There's no need for masks. This is all evil. This is all part of the world takeover plan. So if you're a person in government or know people in government, tell them, listen, stop being puppets for the New World Order. Stop being puppets for creatures from another world that want to destroy our world, want to take us over and keep us locked in jail forever. Well, that's going to come to an end, and hopefully we'll all come together on December 21st and help make this reality come sooner. The sooner the better, because the longer we have to wait for the event to happen, and when the ETs finally land, the more we're going to have to suffer, because we see what they've got planned, and it's not good. And we all know that, and we're too nice, you know? Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. Okay, we're coming down to the end of the show. So, hey, I told you, you know, I end my show with Are You the Party in Kind? Well, when the show's over, go on the internet and just Google it in, and then see what you've missed out on that used to be happening before all this, before the shit hit the fan. You know, it's a fun video. And then you can click on the icon below the video before the video ends, and you can scroll across all my other songs, you know, songs like The Common Man talks about the situation today. I've got a couple on there already that YouTube has, you know, taken offense to, and so they put age limits on, and you'll have to sign in for that, but, you know, I've got songs on CD Baby, so you can just type in the title of the song. If there's two videos, Ain't No Justice and Anatomy Don't Play Anymore, for just scrolling through. You have to sign in for it because they put an age restriction on that. You know, you just can't leave people alone. There's nothing wrong with them. They don't need no age restrictions on these videos, but, you know, we got to put up with this crap until the reality changes, this artificial censorship, whatever you call it. But you can listen to the songs easily by just going to CD Baby and look up my albums, because the songs are there. Ain't No Justice and Anatomy are on my album titled Songs Better Than Dylan. So you can just listen to the songs for free. And if you find it in your heart, you can purchase one of them. They're only 99 cents a song to download them. Okay, Mr. Engineer, this is the end of the show. Hey, everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week, and you'll find out more about what's happening on December 21st, the winter solstice. You know, beginning of the age of Aquarius, and we're going to participate to help bring it in. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown and take us out of here with the music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
dirty thing. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, don't in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world my ideas.